This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union is under assault from Russia on multiple fronts and must unite behind new economic sanctions, Baltic and Central European leaders said Thursday, with Lithuania citing a risk of possible Russian military strikes from Belarus. The warnings at an EU summit were some of the most direct in recent weeks, as the United States and its NATO allies seek to deter any possible Russian attack on Ukraine and reduce Moscow's margin for surprise. Many NATO allies are also EU member states. Ukraine remains the main flashpoint between Russia and the West. Washington says Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, possibly for an invasion. Moscow says it has a right to move its troops around its own territory, but says its maneuvers are purely defensive. EU leaders will warn of massive consequences if Russia were to invade Ukraine, according to a draft final statement seen by Reuters. The United States and Britain have taken a similar stance. Typhoon Rai rapidly intensified to a Category 5 storm before making landfall in the southern Philippines Thursday, forcing mass evacuations and flight cancellations as floodwaters reached chest-high in low-lying communities. It hit in the southern province of Surigao del Norte, packing maximum sustained winds of up to 195 kilometers or 121 miles per hour. The Philippines Weather Bureau said close to 100,000 people have fled their homes as the second most powerful typhoon to strike the nation this year dumped heavy rains on its way towards the central part of the archipelago. For more on these and other stories, please make sure to visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The new Omicron coronavirus mutant spreading around the world might bring another wave of chaos, strengthening to further stretch hospital workers already struggling with a surge of Delta cases and upend holiday plans for the second year in a row. However, at a news conference, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said progress on vaccinations and boosters has the country in a good position. He said despite the emergence of Omicron, quote, "We have the tools to fight this virus, including Omicron, and we're in a very different and stronger place than we were a year ago," end quote. South Korea is to reimpose curfews on bars, restaurants, and cinemas, and limit the size of gatherings again as record infections force the government to pause its plan to live with COVID. Queen Elizabeth has canceled a pre-Christmas lunch with her family as a precaution, while cases of COVID-19 soar in Britain, a Buckingham Palace source said. The source said, quote, "There's a belief it is the right thing to do for all," end quote. England's chief medical officer warned people Wednesday not to mix with others unless they have to in the run-up to Christmas, after Britain recorded its most daily coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. Britain's 95-year-old monarch spent the majority of the pandemic at Windsor Castle, to the west of London. The U.S. Commerce Department hit several Chinese companies with export restrictions Thursday, citing national security reasons, including what Washington says is their roles in the oppression of China's Uyghurs or helping Beijing's military. A senior administration official had said earlier in the day the Commerce Department and Treasury Departments would announce a series of actions Thursday targeting Chinese companies that Washington says use biotechnology and surveillance to abuse human rights. Russia fined Twitter, Facebook owner Meta Platforms, and TikTok Thursday for failing to delete content the government deems illegal, a Moscow court said, the latest in a string of penalties against foreign technology firms. Moscow has increased pressure on big tech this year in a campaign that critics characterize as an attempt by the Russian authorities to exert tighter control over the internet, something they say threatens to stifle individual and corporate freedom. And the Bank of England raised its main interest rate to 0.25% Thursday as inflation pressures mounted in Britain. Most economists polled by Reuters had expected the BOV to keep bank rate at 0.1% due to a new surge in coronavirus cases. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.